around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
With the busiest travel week of the year kicking off, many of you hearing my voice will be roaming around this great big world. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 23rd, 2024. Thanksgiving is Thursday. Many areas of our country have had some pretty big snow this week. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, it is time once again to be talking everything and anything in the world of travel. So how are you all doing out there across the country today? We have just 6 weeks left in 2024. Can you believe that? Three of them are going to be holiday weeks. So, you know, this question, Mary, Rudy, Bobby, do you feel like I do that we're now in this fast sprint to the finish line?
Well, I definitely do because Thanksgiving is so late this year, and that happens every couple of years, and it's less than a month until Christmas. So for anyone who celebrates Christmas, that's a tight squeeze right there.
It is a tight
squeeze. I'm feeling the pinch.
Well, all the holidays, whatever's going
yeah.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, but one adult, after the other.
As any adult knows, years go by faster. Every year you get older. It's amazing how fast they go by. People say, oh, yeah, we'll do that in 9 months, not meaning it. And then 9 months is there. And you go, yeah, oh, yeah, I guess I did agree to do that. That was seems like yesterday.
Feels like 9 weeks. Yeah.
Bobby, how do you feel down there? Is it all coming together? Like, are we like on the rapid train?
Well, I messed up the calendar for myself. My wife was having to ask me yesterday why I had on the calendar that I wasn't going to be working RM World Travel. And I said, oh, because I thought that Thanksgiving was this past Thursday when I first put it in the calendar. So I was not totally aware of the late Thursday Thanksgiving this year as of 3 weeks ago when I put it in the calendar.
Thanks for that on-air admission. That's great. I love that.
Well, so, I'm glad you're here, Bobby.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, people
we couldn't
would be
do it without you.
A lot of dead air on those stations out there. And you know what they say about the radio stations? I always tell people in our business, you can have strike one in our business. You generally don't get past strike two. There is no strike three in radio. So if you keep these stations off the air, that's not a good thing. So thank you, Bobby, for being there and making sure we're technically sound.
Thank you
so,
to your wife for that nice
exactly.
catch there.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
very
she
much,
reminded
Johnson.
Me, thankfully.
Yeah.
So, all right, listen, we've got a lot to get to over the 120 minutes that we're going to spend together today. I'm going to start off by alerting all of you that new travel polls are up on our website, so go vote when you have some time today or this week when you're in the car or waiting at the airport as part of the Thanksgiving Travel Week. Our show website, as always, is rmworldtravel.com. You'll find them right there at the top of the homepage. They are very simple. The questions that we're asking is, how do you typically get to an airport? Rather timely this week. We got a bunch of options to choose from. And what's your typical drink on a plane? So we want to hear that as well. So go vote. Now we've got over 5.5 minutes. We're going to jump right into the Travel News Roundtable. Mary, where do you want to kick us off?
I'm going to start with Boeing. So embattled Boeing is still hovering well below its typical production rate, and the recent mechanics strike for 7 weeks didn't help. And although that's been resolved for now, Boeing says getting those factories humming again is going to take weeks. This week, Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, came out to talk to employees, and he basically said the company's at a low and he's sick of it. The company won't turn cash flow positive. This was a pep talk. The company won't turn cash flow positive until it ramps up production. He's encouraged employees to cut back on all the complaining, and I'm sure they have a morale issue. This is not going to be easy to turn this part around. And focus on beating Airbus. He wants the employees to start thinking competitively again. Meanwhile, over at Airbus, who's also been struggling for different reasons, mainly engine issues, which have slowed aircraft production, they did have an inaugural flight this week of their new A321 XLR. This is an extra long range single aisle aircraft. It's pretty cool. Take a look at it. This was with Spain's Iberia Air. That's the first airline to fly it. So the aircraft has a third fuel tank with a range of 5,400 miles, burns 30% less fuel per seat than previous generation aircraft. But that long range aspect is going to open up routes that just weren't possible with larger aircraft.
I think when they're out there aggressively flying it, when they can produce them, I think the Boeing, the MAX 10 737 is meant to compete with that. But
when
is that?
Listen,
both companies have had problems. Airbus, God bless them, they are moving along. And Kelly, we appreciate his honesty because he was accurate with what he said. So any thoughts on that, Rudy?
No, but I just thought that pep talk was a very unusual pep talk. It was sort of a scolding as opposed to a pep talk.
Well, sometimes listen, yeah. In the world we need, you know, we do need that sometimes. And he was honest because it's such an important company for us. And stop the griping and get to work.
Yeah, it is time for them. I think psychologically they've kind of got to, you know, and now with the strike resolved, hopefully that renews some morale for the employees.
Well, they're going to there's going to be a lot of layoffs because of it.
Maybe they are having layoffs. Yeah. They've announced that. So, yeah.
Rudy, where do you want to go in news, and then I'll jump in.
Well, if you happen to be planning to visit this spring or early summer, that city built on 100 small islands in a lagoon in the Adriatic Sea called Venice, Italy. You know, last year they tried charging an entry fee to folks who are coming in as day trippers. It sort of worked, but they apparently thought it worked well enough that now you're going to pay $5.41 to go into Venice if you're day tripping, if you're not staying in a hotel. If you're staying in a hotel, there's already a tax added to help pay for infrastructure and so on as the city continues to slip into the sea slowly. Mm. But it's going to be €5, which is about $5.41. And if you don't book at least 4 days in advance, it'll be twice that. And this will be in effect from April to July. Although they may add more weekends and more time and public holidays over the entire summer. Well, so be prepared.
Tax and fees, love it. So, all right. Well, so be prepared. Good advice there. All right. So, listen, I got a lot of directions we could go in right now, but I think the area that I will go, you know, we clearly know our country is going through a course correction, if you will. The election we had a few weeks ago, there was a clear and resounding rejection of what we're currently doing with the Biden-Harris administration. We've all known the country, you know, we're not going in the right direction. We haven't been. So, and there's a lot of optimism right now that we're seeing as we move towards 2025 and the administration change that's about to happen. And hopefully good things come from that. We shall see. But, you know, there are many examples of how we can point to how the Biden-Harris administration has really failed our country. And here's an example of it. Okay, this week, the bankruptcy filing by Spirit Airlines is absolutely on that list. The country has been, you know, well, from a Spirit standpoint, I'll just go this direction. You know, the Spirit has been unprofitable since 2019. They recognize the need to partner with either Frontier or JetBlue. JetBlue won out. But then the Biden-Harris Department of Justice and the Transportation Department, they killed the deal. So the company, you know, now has an uncertain future. They are rapidly selling off planes and cutting routes. That means big layoffs are coming that not only impact pilots and flight crews, but so many communities, right, with airport workers, you know, company suppliers and others. So I frankly predict Spirit, you know, it's probably not going to exist in 18 months or less. And the yellow light is also flashing for JetBlue as well, I'll point out. We'll see. They're in better position. But still, this could have all been avoided, and it's a sad example. You know, I would say point blank, I'd love to hear from some of you on this, just how big government doesn't know better. And this has hurt Americans. It's hurt the flying public, and it has certainly hurt the world of travel. So that's unfortunate. And Spirit Airlines, what comes of them? I mean, Frontier has pretty much said they are not going to take the pieces that are left from there. JetBlue clearly hasn't. JetBlue has been hurt by their alliance that they had with American Airlines that was also, you know, told that couldn't go on. So interesting times coming forward in the airline world. And unfortunately, if you are a fan of Spirit, I know there are not that many of them out there, but because the way they've nickel and dimed, but Spirit, it's not going to be your airline in the future. All right, after this quick sponsored break, Don Welsh, CEO of Destinations International, is going to join us. We're going to get into more travel talk. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. It all starts in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
When the doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition announce a Black Friday sale, it's a big event. Field of Greens, the life-changing superfruit and vegetable drink, is on sale right now. And this special Black Friday sale includes Lean, the physician-formulated weight loss phenomena that helps turn and burn excess fat into energy. From weight loss to sleep aids, from creatine to whole food bars, they are all on sale. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use a special promo code SALE, S-A-L-E, or head to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors for a link. Go save big time, everyone.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, here we go as we shift into the guest portion of the program. We're going to begin with the latest Chief Travel Leader conversation. We're sponsored by Seaborn, and listen up, because here's a big deal coming at you.
Yeah, how would you like to travel in Alaska with Robert and me? Come travel with us. Earlier this month, you heard us traveling with show fans aboard the Seaborn Ovation for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And because that trip was so successful, Seaborn's asked us to do it again next year. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, join us in August aboard the Seaborn Quest for what's going to be an amazing trip. And right now, Seaborn's special Black Friday sale is going on. It's already started. You're going to receive a two-category veranda suite upgrade plus a 15% reduced deposit.
You have two options to choose from, folks. Either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean earlier this month, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on that link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seaborn Alaska Cruise, and get your spot booked with us. Because Seaborn are small luxury ships, they go to parts of Alaska the big ships simply can't, and we look forward to meeting all of you next August in Alaska.
We absolutely do. There's already been a few bookings, so as Robert said, you do need to act now, and the Black Friday sale is an extra incentive to get you a great upgrade. All right, let's head to the show hotline for the first time today. Waiting to connect with us is Don Welsh, CEO of Destinations International.
Well, Don, this has been a long time coming. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, it's great to be with you, and thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for giving us a little bit of your time today. So, as you may know, we do a recurring segment in the show called the Destination Spotlight. We actually have one coming up later this hour, in fact, on the Florida Keys. It's our way to engage with the CEOs of the CVBs and showcase locations across the country that we feel are worthy of listeners' travel dollars. We talk to about 25 or so local tourism CEOs each year. A prerequisite is that Mary and I have to have visited the location so we can talk about it in first person, if you will. But I want you to share right now with our show fans that are tuned in, the role that Destinations International plays in working with communities across the country as well.
Robert, first of all, great to be with you. And Destinations International is historically been and will be a U.S.-based trade association in Washington, D.C., and we have the privilege of representing now over 760 destinations in 31 countries. And these are convention bureaus, these are destination management organizations, really anyone who has the responsibility of promoting for tourism, meetings, events for their communities. And it's now a global organization. We spend a lot of time meeting with our partners.
Well, Don, as Robert said, it's great to have you with us today. And we also, Robert and I, make a point to stay connected with top travel industry CEOs from all sectors of the travel world. Last week, for example, Jeff Freeman was here on the show. I know you know Jeff and work with him. We were discussing our collective optimism for the incoming Trump administration and the positive impact that it could have on many areas of travel, hopefully will have. You've been in your current role now nearly 9 years. Prior to that, you did hold executive roles with both Chicago and Seattle Tourism, as well as Western Hilton Hotels, Ritz-Carlton, and others. So I'm curious, what are some things you're hoping the new administration will do to grow travel in the U.S., and how do you think American travelers are feeling post-election?
Well, Mary, I think, you know, you've seen the statistics over the last couple of years. Post-pandemic, travel has come back. I think we all realized when it did go away as dramatically as it did during the pandemic, it has really been at a level of double-digit increases since people have been able to travel safely again. So the one segment that is we're optimistic to come back stronger will be that business traveler. Meetings and events have been very strong. As we know, sporting events have been a driver and a catalyst to get people back traveling again. As international borders opened up and additional airlines and flights were available, we saw global travel pick back up. And so we see this perfect storm taking place to where people can actually get back out and even travel more than they've done. And as a cruise industry, they don't seem like they can build ships fast enough. And I just think that as we go into 25 and beyond, we're all very optimistic, but I would continue to say we're cautiously optimistic.
And there was an American travel sentiment study that just came out from Longwoods International. So can you just report briefly on, do you have any statistics on that in terms of how people are feeling post-election?
Well, based on the report that came out this week, it all indicates that there's a continued interest in travel. What was encouraging was the number of people that were beginning to look at traveling abroad, and usually that means both reciprocal in terms of people coming into the U.S. as well. So we continue to see there's an interest for urban destinations. Resort destinations continue to do very well. And I know when you spoke with Jeff at U.S. Travel, one of the areas they're focusing on is trying to increase the speed in which people coming into the U.S. that require a visa, that visa can be acquired a little bit faster than previous.
Well, absolutely.
We definitely need to see some changes there.
And I do think, I mean, listen, we have a pretty good pulse of what's going on around the country, and there is a lot of optimism right now. You can feel that. We've had clarity now post-election of how we're going to operate, and, you know, hopefully that does translate positively into the travel side, which we're seeing some of that through this study as well and others. But you know, something else that Mary and I do with the show, about eight times a year or so, we take the program out of the studio on the road. We do these big Let's Go America tour events and live remotes. About 60 to 75% involve locations here in America. We do mix in international destinations as well. You know, these travels give us a good handle of what's happening out there in the world of travel, Don, but just as importantly, what's not happening. We're still seeing the impact of labor challenges in places we go. There are supply chain issues. We just ran into some of those just recently on some travels when we were over in Hawaii. Higher prices with less service attached to it is something that's out there. And because there's been this good deal of turnover in travel the past few years, it's created an environment where we have less seasoned people in hospitality. So I'm curious to hear some of the things that you're noticing on your own travels, maybe domestically or internationally.
Yeah, it's a critical point you raised, and I think right now, probably if you even talk to the destinations themselves, the CVBs, the DMOs, workforce development in a lot of cities around the world continued. If you probably said one, two, or three, it's going to be up in the top three. You're right. We've done, a good job as an industry. When I talk about the industry, the hotels, the restaurant associations, individual operations of trying to identify people to come in and fill opportunities, but also begin to view the jobs in the hospitality sector not as low-paying jobs. Mm-hmm. These are career opportunities. These are beyond a lot of times when you talk to young people about what are the opportunities in the hotel industry, they may immediately think about, okay, am I going to be a room attendant? Am I going to be a bellman? And clearly, with the opportunities as hotels continue to develop, the restaurant brands continue to develop, there's an incredible opportunity to sort of look beyond the traditional suspects to make a career, a well-paying career, in the hospitality and tourism sector.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So I'll go this direction with you. You know, I was the chairman of our local chamber of commerce for several years, and having the U.S. chamber to pull from was very helpful to our local chamber, I can share. Since you took over the CEO role with Destinations International back in 2016, what are a few accomplishments that you're most proud of that you really feel have helped you put your fingerprints on the organization?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's got to be that we've got probably one of the most engaged board of directors, board of trustees. We have about 30 committees that are standing committees to really help us sort of jump into whether it's responsible or sustainable tourism. So we have a really engaged industry association, and that's about 10,000 people that are involved in our destination partners and our business partners as well. So we sort of stay ahead of the curve. I think first and foremost, to go from a primarily U.S. centric smaller association to now represent 760 plus destinations in 31 countries. It is really allowing for these conversations, these critical conversations that we've talked about, to sort of take place on a global stage. Secondly, I'm extremely proud of the resilience this industry has shown coming out of the pandemic, literally record numbers in 19, dropping down to zero, and then the recovery, which sort of varied city by city, state by state, by country. I'm really, really proud of how we continue to grow and learn from maybe the mistakes that immediately took place coming out in 2020. And I continue to be inspired that I do think the travel, and of course you'd probably expect me to say something like this, I do think that travel is one of the critical areas that are going to solve a lot of the big complex societal issues that we have. Because the more people travel, you and Mary talk about it all the time, you meet people, you learn things, and you understand we all have a lot more in common around the world than we have differences.
Than we are
differences. It's a united.
Yeah, you can't do that virtually, and you can't do that without experiencing it. So I'm really encouraged by how travel has become part of the human DNA of making this a better place to live and work.
Listen, we say amen to that, and we agree with you, Don. So unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We do want to wish you a great Thanksgiving and look forward to talking again at some point soon as well.
I appreciate this opportunity, and thank you for the chance to say a few words.
Yeah, Don, thank you so much. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care now. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there goes Don. Good conversation with him, Mary. We will have him back for sure. Folks, when we return from this bottom of the hour break, we'll discover America together. The Destination Spotlight, as I mentioned, the Florida Keys today is coming up this hour as well. Today's an NCF day. We'll reverse the network in hour two. RJ with the Open Road is ahead. All in all, 80% of the program still awaits you. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
As we now move into the C block on this November 23rd broadcast, everyone, we're going to spend a few minutes and discover America together, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and unexpected events could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, do it and get protected with TravelGuard.com/carry.
Yeah, especially with Thanksgiving going on this week, folks. You know, think about it. When travel plans go wrong, a Travel Guard travel insurance plan can make things go right. It's why we say packing a Travel Guard plan. It's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. It's affordable. It takes just a few minutes to get set up. Then you're all covered. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Today's Discover America segment is about to take us from Maine to Florida with a planned multi-use walking and bike trail connecting cities and states along the entire eastern coast of the country. Dennis Mercado Soriano is the executive director of the East Coast Greenway Alliance and joins us now.
Hello, Dennis. Appreciate you being part of our Discover America segment today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being part of our program today. You know, there is certainly a lot of American history and some great American cities and towns along the eastern seaboard and all along the east coast of the U.S. So I want to start by having you share what the East Coast Greenway is for our listeners, since this program is heard around the country.
Absolutely. The East Coast Greenway is this incredibly amazing path that we're developing from Maine to Florida, 3,000 miles from Key West to Canada, for biking, walking, running, and really discovering the history, the culture, and the nature of the eastern seaboard of the United States.
And about how many miles have been developed so far?
So we have 1,100 miles of path off-road, ready for everyone, from little kids to the grandparents.
Okay.
What we want is to complete it all 3,000 miles.
Yeah, so that's the goal. All right, so going back just briefly, this started with a handful of cyclists in the early 90s. It's such a great story.
Yes.
Biking along a proposed route from Boston to D.C. Kudos to those brave souls for many reasons, but also for biking on some pretty densely populated major roads, I'm sure, at the time. But what are some ways today that the general public is discovering and using the Greenway?
It's incredible. We actually are now the most visited park in America. We have 50 million bike rides, runs, and walks on the East Coast Greenway. Most of those are that local walk, walking your dog, pushing your baby stroller, just getting out there in the afternoon for that peace of mind. But some people are taking that adventure travel to go all the way from Key West to Canada. They're biking it, they're running it, they're walking it. We've even had a unicyclist go from Maine to Florida.
A unicyclist. So you can bike the whole route, even though you still have other miles of trails to develop.
That's exactly right. And so the remainder of it is currently on road. And the roads we have are the safest roads in between those trails. Every year we're adding trails. We're making the experience of the East Coast Greenway even better.
Okay, so since you're in today's Discover America segment with us, and biking and walking are great ways to discover local communities, frankly, even your own local community, just talk a little bit about some of the highlights of the routes and some interesting areas covered.
Absolutely. So I have to say, I'm biased, but I think the best way to travel to connect with local history, culture, and nature is really by two wheels or 2 feet. Mm-hmm. That's where you get the moose to the manatee experience, the puffins to the pelicans. But also, if you're like me and you love food, that best blueberry pie in down east Maine, all the way to the best key lime pie.
Yeah, I love some of these sayings, actually. I want to get to that.
Because, your language
and I'm
here.
Hearing that.
I love it.
Two wheels and 2 feet. This is the
blueberry
pie
to key lime. Yeah, it's
great. The next time we're working on some marketing materials,
I'm
going to call you, Dennis. I mean, there's no question about that. So I love it.
Anytime.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you know.
No. Cheesecake to cheesesteak. We're in it.
Listen, you are going to be great to be around the Thanksgiving table this week. I can tell you right now with all this.
As long as everyone eats before me, though.
Yeah, well, right. You know, all right. The end of 2024 is near, and it looks like you really have made some good progress this year with new trails, particularly here in the Northeast where we are. So, you know, I want you to share some of the latest developments and also give folks an idea of what you may be looking forward to in the year ahead coming in 2025.
Absolutely. We're so excited and we're honored to be one of the fastest growing nonprofits. We're working to make biking and walking safer in people's communities, but then also to make that adventure possible. And it really opens the eyes of young people when they hear, wait, I could bike 1,000 miles north to the border with Canada. I could bike 2,000 miles down to the Sunshine State. And so that's what we're trying to bring to life. And we're so excited by the amount of miles and new trails that have come online this year, like along the sea coast of New Hampshire. I was amazed at the new trail that we have from Portsmouth down to Hampton, 8 miles, beautiful new stretch. So that is adding to this border to the Boston. So from the border, New Hampshire, Massachusetts border, down to Boston is developing well. From Boston, really, to New Haven, Connecticut now coming along.
Wow,
it's an incredible ride.
So you got
so
a lot going.
Is coming to life.
Well, I want to give folks the website. They can follow the growth and they can plan their own travels on the path. The website's very easy. It's just greenway.org. And I love, we're going to end on the pies since Thanksgiving we'll be eating that. The best blueberry pie from Maine to the best key lime pie in Florida. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us and I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
You as well. I'll see you on the miles of smiles of the East Coast Greenway.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, and congrats again on the 600 and the Lowell Thomas Awards. Y'all are rocking it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
very
Dennis.
Kind of you. All right, take care now.
Definitely.
We'll
you
talk
too.
Again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we are. He's left me smiling with miles of smiles.
Miles of smiles. Yeah, this is awesome. All right, well, three segments are over in today's two-hour show. Seven more still to come, including the Destination Spotlight on the Florida Keys in about 10 minutes. But next, Rui's going to talk Christmas markets.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
All right, listen up, everyone. How would you like to travel in Alaska with Mary and me? Earlier this month, you heard us traveling with show fans aboard the Seabourn Ovation for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And because that trip was so successful, well, Seabourn has asked us to do it again in 2025. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, join us in August aboard Seabourn Quest for what's going to be an amazing trip. And right now, Seabourn's special Black Friday sale is going on. You're going to receive a two-category veranda suite upgrade plus a 15% reduced deposit. You have two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean earlier this month, space is limited, so go to rmworldtravel.com today, click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Alaska Sea Cruise, and get your spot booked with us. This makes such a great holiday gift, folks. rmworldtravel.com, click on that link, reserve your space, and we'll see you in August in Alaska.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by pdsdebt.com/carry. No one wants to think about debt, especially at this time of the year, but the truth is many of us will get deeper in debt during the holidays. Last year, half of Americans took on debt to pay for the holidays. This year, it could be many of you hearing my voice today. However, it's never too early to start planning to get out of debt. And the team at pdsdebt.com/carry can help with a personalized solution just for you. They've customized options for anyone struggling with credit card debt, personal loans, collections, even medical bills, and more. If you're making payments every month on your debt and your balances aren't going down, then well, PDS has solutions for you. Everyone with $10,000 or more in debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. So save more while paying off your debt in a fraction of time and enjoy peace of mind this holiday season that comes with having a plan to get out of debt. It'll cost you nothing, so get your personalized free debt analysis today at pdsdebt.com/carry. That's P, rmdsdebt.com/carry. Or as always, you can find the link by looking under sponsors at rmworldtravel.com. Well, European Christmas markets are justly famous. I went to many when I was growing up, part of my youth in Germany. I've led tours as an adult to, a dozen of them. But it turns out you don't have to cross the ocean to take part in a great holiday market. Karen Carmichael is a travel writer, editor, photographer, and expedition leader. She was a colleague of mine at the writer for National Geographic Traveler when it was still a print magazine, as well as dozens of other major magazines for whom she writes, including the one we called Big Yellow or National Geographic. And she has identified six glorious markets right here in the U.S. of A. Karen, welcome to the show. I got to tell you, I didn't know about any of these markets. And in fact, one of them, the one in Indiana, when I saw the photograph of it on the website in your article, I thought, well, that's Munich there. Well, no, it was in Indiana. I want to miss, before interview's over, we're going to list all six. But before we do that, let's pick out a couple of your favorites.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. And I'm so excited to talk about these markets and how special they are. And I do think it's really extraordinary that we do have our own spectacular Christmas markets in the U.S. that are very much attached to the heritage of these places. As you mentioned, that Christkindl Market in Carmel, Indiana, in part was inspired because of Indiana's history of German immigration. And they are so dedicated to authenticity. Obviously, yeah, they're definitely one of my favorites. They have a magnificent 33-foot Glühwein pyramid as their centerpiece, as well as an ice skating rink. And they also invite woodworkers and glassblowers from Germany to be in residence at the market. And you can see their work in the Werkstatt, or the workshop. And there's also a section for kids, yeah, too, called the Kinderecke.
It runs through December 24th. It's the Christkindl Market in Carmel, Indiana, that I had no idea existed. Do you have another favorite one?
Absolutely. I would definitely mention the Texas Christkindl Market in Arlington, Texas. They have such a cool history because back in 1951, Arlington, Texas actually adopted the Bavarian city of Bad Königshofen, and they were helping to send supplies to refugees from East Germany at that time. And then, so, you know, they really know the spirit of giving. And that history helped inspire them to start their own Christmas market. And the city partners with the town of Rothenburg, Obertauber, that's also in Bavaria. And so they work together to really bring in absolutely fantastic artisans to Texas.
I noticed both the Indiana and the Texas one are called Christkindl Markets. There's no relationship between the two. That's just they're using the same name, correct?
Exactly. Yes. Yep. That's a very common name for them. But then you also have other markets such as Holland Kirst Market in Holland, Michigan. And they have a Dutch flavor to their market because Holland was founded by Dutch immigrants in the 1840s.
Yeah, that's the tulip center of the United States, as I recall, Holland, Michigan.
Exactly. That town is so Dutch with the tulip fields, they have windmills, they even have a wooden clog factory in town.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they're exactly. Yeah. So their Kirst Market is so cool. And you can meet the Dutch Sinterklaas. And there's also handbell concerts and dog sled demos. And you can try stroopwafels, you know, that famous Dutch snack.
Sure.
So they have their thing. And then there's also a Solvang Yule Fest in California. That town was founded by Danish immigrants in the early 1900s. So their Christmas celebration is very much within the Danish tradition.
And if you go there in Southern California, not far from Los Angeles, and if you go there, or Santa Barbara, actually, and if you go there and it's 100 degrees, you'll still think you're in Denmark because of the architecture.
Exactly, exactly. The downtown very much looks like that. And I love the activities that they have there. They have a huge tree lighting ceremony on December 6th, and then the parade the next day. And they also have a citywide scavenger hunt for the Nisser, which are the Danish gnomes, that I think is so fun.
Well, I appreciate it. You can read about the other two by reading Karen Carmichael's article. She's a travel writer. Go to nationalgeographic.com and look up for Christmas markets. Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we welcome all of you back, have you ever been to the Florida Keys or Key West? Well, it is such a terrific part of our country, and unlike any other area of the U.S., that's where we're headed for a check-in in today's Destination Spotlight, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
The Black Friday sale is already here, and you can save 50% on Travel Pro this weekend. This well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage, it's going to equip you to travel the world like a pro with first-class luggage sets and accessories, and waiting for you right now on the website is the perfect travel companion at 50% off.
Well, who doesn't like that, right? Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks. We think it's the best. Saving 50% on that line of luggage, it's a great deal. Rudy likes the Max Light line. RJ prefers the Bold line. Regardless of what you choose, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable, and it's going to last you. As Mary said, 50% off right now at TravelPro.com for the big Black Friday sale. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now let's talk the Florida Keys as their tourism CEO, Kara Franker, joins us now.
Well, she is indeed. Kara, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, nice to have you here with us this morning. So since this show was added back in 2020 to FM 96.9 WKEZ and FM 102.5 WPIK radio right there in the Florida Keys, we've cultivated a nice following with listeners in your area. And, you know, as I just said at the rejoin, the Florida Keys, including Key West, they can't be duplicated anywhere else in our country. So I know you've had other roles in different Florida cities, but share with us what drew you to the Florida Keys and why you find it so alluring.
Well, I've been coming to the Florida Keys since I was a kid. My dad is a big-time fisherman, and so we would come on family vacations, of course, like so many people do, and then love it. And so this was a dream destination for me. So when I had the opportunity to step into this role, it was really a dream come true. I was so excited to come here.
Well, that doesn't always happen with your role, so that's terrific, and I can hear it in your voice. So good for you that you're also there with your family.
And she has knowledge of
the
area.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, Robert and I were, we were last in the Florida Keys with our sons about 2 years ago. It's a place we've always enjoyed. I also grew up going there at least once every 2 years, maybe not as often as you, but certainly had a taste of it years ago. And it's still a very laid back community overall. It reminds me of kind of old Florida. And I think if you're a fan of boating, you mentioned fishing, snorkeling, scuba diving. It's certainly a mecca for all of that. But beyond the water activities in your paradise, so to speak, and I'll add Duval Street in Key West because that's iconic. What are some other either attractions or activities that you find, Kara, draws people to continue to come to the Florida Keys?
Well, you know, of course, everybody comes for the diving, fishing, boating, just like you said. You know, Isla Mirada being the sport fishing capital of the world, Key Largo being the dive capital of the world. Like, we've got all these great accolades. But what I think is so cool is the conservation aspect of it as well. I mean, whether it's the key deer, which are in Big Pine Key, and there's ways to help that kind of near extinct thriving population, or the coral reef restoration. So anybody that's into sustainability and you want to go off the beaten path, there's opportunities to do that through volunteerism. Or if you're just like a big time Jimmy Buffett fan, of course, there's so much to do with that as well. And you guys probably heard this, but we recently renamed A1A Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway.
We did.
Yeah.
So, you know, all good points you've just made there, Kara. So Thursday, you know, Thanksgiving is here, then we move right into the holiday season. We've seen how Key West does New Year's Eve, but talk with us about how the Florida Keys does Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. The holidays are such a big deal. I mean, of course, Key West has so much going on, and you mentioned the very famous shoe drop that happens on Duval.
Right.
But they turn, like, all of the Old Town trolleys and the conch trains, they do all of these, like, holiday sites and festive tours nightly, which are great. They have people do caroling, and then you get to go on and see all the beautifully decorated houses. Or you can do, they have, you know, Key West is famous for the parades. We do so many throughout the year. So, of course, there's a holiday parade. I think that's on December 7th. And so lots going on, but, of course, like, you know, you can go to Isla Mirada, and I believe that's happening December 6th, where they do this holiday fest, where they have a huge Christmas tree, and they bring in 30 tons of snow. And so imagine, like, especially all the kids that grow up in the Keys, and they don't have, like, the opportunity to see snow like everybody else in the country, and there's just the snow on an island.
They bring
and, of course, Santa.
They bring in real snow with snow machines? I did
not. Yes, 30 tons of snow.
Think about that.
Snow mountain.
Oh, we learned something on that. See,
I love that.
They do it big time. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I know. And then Pigeon Key, do you guys know off of the 7 Mile Bridge, there's that little tiny island, Pigeon Key. Mm-hmm. They're doing kind of this holiday spectacular as well, and it'll be very family friendly. And of course, Santa's making appearances all over the place. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
So, Kara, last question from us today. What's something that you say first-time travelers to the Florida Keys must experience to really feel like they've visited your area?
So I mentioned in the beginning that, you know, I came as a kid. And the place that we went then, and I still like as an adult, is called Robbie's in Isla Mirada. And you can go and feed the tarpon. And I don't care if you're 5 or 55, it is such a cool experience. And the second that you do that, you can consider yourself doing something that's so unique to the Florida Keys and tell everybody about it and take great photos. And it's awesome.
Well, so Robbie's in Isla Mirada. I like that. There you go. That is something that folks need to go do. I got to give the website for folks as well that you can make your own plans to go travel and visit the Florida Keys. Website's very easy. It's just FLA. There's a hyphen. FLAKeys.com. So FLA-keys.com. Kara, really appreciated connecting with you today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Thank you, Kara.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there go. Think about the snow.
We have to do that.
At some point, we're going to
have
to. This year, not so.
But someday, we will.
Well, all right. The Florida Keys will help us wrap hour one of the program today. Hour two is going to kick off in about 7 minutes with week 245 of the National Communal Forum. Italy, the CDC, RJ, and AAA are also all still ahead. Thanks for tuning in wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.